Thank you. My name is Michelle Subiani. I work with the African Women's Charity Organization, and I'm honored because I have a debt to the Black Panther Party. The reason I have a debt to, I've been in the African Revolution for over 35 years, and I participated in the, I was trained by FELIMO and MPLA in terms of, I lived in Tanzania for a year, and I was trained by MPLA and Tanzania in terms of I was going to fight in the armed struggle. After my training, they sent me back here, and I was very disappointed. And they sent me back, and they said, and they told me my instructions. And they said, when I think I'm finished, that I could to get in contact with them, and I can come and keep and stay in Africa, take another assignment. That was 30 years ago, and I never got in contact with them because I never did my job. But the in May, I was called by the African Revolution leadership in Guinea, and they gave me a 30-year history of my struggle, and it really tripped me out because they knew some things about me that I couldn't understand. You think the CIA is sharp? these people knew some things about me that I only have talked to my closest people about. And the thing is that when I went to the place where they were participating in armed struggle, they told me that the reason that they accepted me was for two reasons. One, because of my respect for women, and it was women who took me there, and they had the high regard for the sisters who brought me there. The other thing was my history with the Black Panther Party as a kid, because they asked me about what they did when they was interviewing me. They asked me about socialism and communism, and I told them how I learned about communism. I was on 4th and Bissell. We were boycotting a store because they wouldn't give us food for the breakfast program, and one of the brothers and I, you know, and like how we used to have to get under the tables and everybody got scared about communism and stuff. But I, for some reason, I didn't believe that, and I asked one of the brothers. I said, "Man, what is communism?" He said, "Oh man, communism is just where people share things and everybody own things." I said, "Well, if that's the case, I'm a communist." He said, "Yeah, most people are. It's just that they just done confused us about it," and so. And it was those two things, and like what happened was, they accepted me as part of the leadership of the African Revolution, and I wanted to say this, that it could never happen without you brothers out there, and because you're what gave me my start, and I have to thank you very much. I'm a part of the African Women's Charity Organization. I was always in the women's organization inside the revolution, because I know that without the emancipation of women, men cannot be emancipated. And I really believe that, and women who are the people who trained me, educated me, and it's no education like that's like a mother's or a woman's love. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to pull a raffle name now.